From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. A little inside baseball moment now. There is simply no ignoring the major league change that the new Marlins Park, and that's what it's called officially, by the way, brings to our area, for better or for worse. And yes, the Marlins lost to the World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals last night by a score of 4-1. If you're going to lose, that's probably who you want to lose to. Now, those of you who know our morning anchor Phil Latzman also know that despite his vast knowledge of politics, Latin America, and a myriad of other subjects, he is a sports reporter at heart. So we assigned him, actually we couldn't prevent him from going, the plum gig of covering opening day. And true to his news judgment, Phil found there were many of the players off the field that really made this new stadium a reality.
It was finally here, 3 years after its controversial approval that resulted in political upheaval in Miami-Dade County. Opening day arrived in Miami last night. There to witness baseball history in the Magic City was the man who helped make it happen, former Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Alvarez.
It could be said that this is the house that Alvarez built, but it got you in a lot of trouble.
You're right. Well, there were a lot of people involved. I was part of that decision-making process, but quite frankly, today I feel very proud and very happy of what's going on today.
Alvarez was recalled by Miami-Dade voters last year, and many blame his support of the $634 million stadium for his overwhelming ouster. But time, as they say, heals all wounds. And before the game, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said that one day the controversy behind the building of this ballpark will soon be a mere footnote.
Now it's here, and whether it took longer or not, there's no relevance anymore. Yeah, there are traumas, but I mark my word in what I said. 5 years from now, you won't find anybody who is against this.
Selig added the franchise would not have survived in South Florida without the ballpark. Former City of Miami Mayor Manny Diaz agrees. He was also a major proponent of the new retractable roof baseball-only facility as the city's top official from 2001 to 2009. And he believes it may take even less time for residents to forgive and forget.
And I think it may be sooner, particularly if the reporting is accurate in terms of how this stadium was actually paid for, which is by tourists. You know, I'm so sick and tired of people saying, I paid for that stadium. No, we haven't paid a penny for this stadium. This has all been paid by tourist tax dollars.
But what really makes this stadium worth it is if the fans show up, and they did in full force on opening night at least. An announced paid crowd of 36,601 saw it happen, and these Miamians, Gilbert Borges and Jordan Spires, left happy despite the loss.
The place is beautiful. The ballpark is what Miami needed. The Marlins needed something. It's been a dump in sunlight forever going to the game. There was no buzz. There was no excitement.
This was built for a female. It's beautiful. The whole park is beautiful. Yeah, it's cool here. Yeah. You have a sushi bar behind you.
Reporting from Marlins Park in Miami, I'm Phil Latzman.